The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran says Tehran's nuclear program is going ahead in full swing. Adi Akbar Saleh added, despite Western media hype, the Geneva deal is not aimed at stopping Iran's enrichment program. Saleh said Tehran is conducting research on different generations of centrifuges. Russia says a final decision settling the Iranian nuclear program should guarantee Tehran's right to developing a peaceful atomic energy industry. He emphasized the security of all countries in the Middle East should also be guaranteed. Vladimir Putin said the first step has been taken on the Iranian nuclear program. In Syria, foreign-backed insurgents have attacked the town of Adra al-Amaliya near the capital Damascus. Local sources say militants belonging to the al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front, along with members of the so-called Jaish al-Islam, raided the town. A number of civilians were reportedly killed or kidnapped in the violence. People's life is paralyzed in the Gaza Strip due to cold weather and lack of fuel. Schools and universities are closed following heavy rain and unprecedentedly low temperature in the tiny enclave. Supplies and necessary equipment are scarce because of the Israeli blockade on the Palestinian territory. Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra has announced December the 15th as a meeting date for all sides to negotiate an end to the political crisis in the country. Meanwhile, anti-government protesters have cut off the power to the Prime Minister's offices. Earlier, they briefly occupied the government house. Bangladesh's top court upholds the death penalty for a high-profile member of the Jamaat-e-Islami party. The Supreme Court has dismissed a request by Abdul Qadir Mullah for a final review of his death sentence. Mullah was scheduled to be hanged on Tuesday at a jail in Dhaka, but the execution was postponed. A German court has ruled the country is not liable for deaths relating to the 2009 bombing of hijacked tanker trucks in Afghanistan. The trucks were hijacked by Taliban militants and bombed by American fighter jets at the request of Germany. The airstrike killed the militants along with dozens of Afghan civilians. Slovakia's prime minister has flown to the Iranian capital, Tehran, to hold talks with Iranian officials. First Vice President Eshar Jahangiri has met with the Slovak official. Two Slovakian paragliders detained in Iran in May on suspicion of taking photographs of restricted areas were freed simultaneously with his arrival.